Oh, what was that?
I didn't know we were just trying to have a group watch session.
Yeah, sorry.
That was actually my ringtone. Stepmom.
Geez. Stepmom called.
Stepmom called?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, welcome to Purple Monkey Podcast, episode 7.
That's hey. Right.
That is kind of wild.
Seven.
It's a wild one.
Seven wild episodes.
Wild West.
For the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're here in the same day as your last episode because
we are.
Me and Wyatt are in New York as we speak.
Not as we speak, but as you listen.
They're in New York.
Very
fun. I'm at home.
Yeah,
we're gonna be still active on Discord. Don't worry. Well, not as active, but hopefully at night we'll see.
Things get a little
rowdy. Is Ryan going with you?
Ryan is gonna be with us.
Is he in the cargo area?
That's actually something funny to talk about. It's gonna be 4 to a bedroom, 2 beds. So you can imagine how that's gonna work out.
So I'm sleeping on the floor. Ryan's
not
sleeping
by choice.
On the floor.
Yeah, no, he's gonna fall through the floor, break everything.
The whole hotel
whoever
just collapses.
In the room below, just sees.
You ever watch those videos of them in floating the buildings? Roof. When he falls off the bed, it'll be one of those videos.
God damn it!
All right, what did you have to talk about?
So it's still at $3.49.
Hey.
Oh, after a whole week.
Come on, push
just 1 penny.
Give us that
please.
Extra penny.
Just get us through. I can almost go to the dollar store. How much is gas? Can we pay for gas for the dollar store yet?
We'll be able to get like a gallon.
Some change, maybe.
Some change.
So I won't be able to go to the dollar store. I'll have gas.
I'd say that what we need to hit is like $5.
Then we can
$5 and I can get like a little party popper.
Yeah.
I'll pop it on the episode. Well, and it's gone.
That would actually be funny.
And it's gone.
We use our $5.
Confetti everywhere.
Thank you for your contributions.
Oh boy. So I hope you enjoyed the last episode too. This one is just going to be a little goofy one
because
we can't really talk about anything current because we have no idea. Now the next episode after this is going to be loaded.
It's going to be a juicy
loaded
one.
With current events.
Because we're going to have 2 weeks of stuff to talk about.
Maybe a few celebrity deaths.
Maybe
we don't know yet.
Hey, we can only hope.
Guys,
yeah.
Make it happen. Come on. We're not saying anything.
All
but
is too well in the world.
Come on. If you see something,
so
if you see someone famous, don't you know? Okay,
maybe
no,
say hi.
Basically,
give
calling
a
death threat to all celebrities.
Well, this is the last
get arrested
episode.
Next time a celebrity dies.
Oh my gosh!
Like, yeah, so these monkeys apparently ordered their fans to
the monkey gang.
It's actually
the monkey gang.
They're as bad as
the MS-13 Manson family.
Jesus Christ!
The monkey gang murderers. It's a series of murders in California.
Great fan base.
Indeed.
We can't really talk about the Discord anymore because nothing has happened since the last
episode. No, you can just plug
episode.
It real quick.
We can just plug it. Go to
Discord.org.
Search podcast.
Purple Monkey House or Monkey House.
Monkey House.
The Monkey House is what it's called.
The premier right. Chunch Zone.
The Chunch Zone
house.
Galore.
The best place to be.
Best
active.
Place to be a chunch.
We're active. We'll
we
talk
are incredibly
to we
active.
We make fun of people. That's
a little
fun.
Too active, honestly.
Yeah. I will... put aside all responsibilities if someone is talking in that server.
You're like in the middle of the night, you're like, oh, no one's going to be on. Well, Emmett's there.
You will say something, I will respond.
Definitely.
So, some stuff to talk about. Still, have you heard of the website called The Onion?
I believe I've heard
of it. The Onion.
It is a satirical news website.
Is
oh.
It?
It's just like...
Does it have many layers?
Like you've
Shrek
definitely
says?
Seen one of
okay.
the...
Okay, good to know. Sorry, I had to say it.
For this.
I thought about saying another stupid joke like, oh, I've gone to the pepper.com, the broccoli. Okay, the onion.
So there's a lot of like satirical articles. You've definitely seen these pop up. I'm just reading some of the headlines just,
nice.
Just for the boys.
Start
why
the
do all these homosexuals keep sucking my cock?
That was not even one. You just made that up.
I just wanted to know.
Hey,
actually.
it's on the website.
Now the articles, on the other hand, Pope Francis worried about job security after butting heads with new God.
I thought he'd be worried about his job after the whole, you know, priest,
a little bit of
action going on.
Sexual
there.
Scandal.
Just kind of hopping in there, kind of doing the pink one and the stink, you know what I say?
Gosh. Golly gee.
Hijackers surprised to find selves in hell. Well,
that's not really that funny.
It's
that's
not that
just...
funny. It's just like if you saw it on like Facebook or like wherever old
yeah,
people would buy
that
this.
Sounds like something a midlife crisis mom. Oh, look at this funny onion. Oh, my.
I bet they would fall for it. Not even like, no.
I went to church and they said this would happen.
Don't tell me you've never wondered what Yoda's penis looks like. Okay, so on to the next
okay,
article, by
I
the
wonder
way.
What Phantom Menace Yoda, what
you mean
looks
ketamine
like.
Yoda, ketamine
yeah.
addict.
That one, yeah, that Yoda. The animated, I don't really care.
I don't
CGI
think anyone
Yoda.
Really cares.
No cares.
Make sure you're talking to your mic, Chunch. You're giving the viewers a little quiet sesh there.
Sorry.
There you go.
I'm sorry.
Evangelical scientists refute gravity with new intelligent falling theory.
No, it's clever.
It's clever.
Yeah, they're really pumping one out.
This
that
isn't
one.
As funny as I thought.
It's not funny.
It's
just at not. All.
We really failed.
Do you want to skip on to the next segment?
We'll skip on to something else. I have,
sorry, everybody.
Sorry, this isn't as bad as
Onion
the
sucks.
Dumb story from Ryan, episode 4. Christ, that was episode 4. Ryan, episode 7.
At least we cut it off when it was bad. So I think the goal is here. We're just going to read some stuff that I've been finding. So, new trailer came out today. Power Rangers Beast Morphers.
Bestiality Morphers?
Bestiality Morphers.
Oh, God. The live-action Power Rangers show.
On TV.
How is this live-action or animated?
It is live-action.
Okay, cool.
Who's in it? Anyone notable? I hope not.
Probably not. I think it's better.
It looks
without.
Like a Disney XD movie, honestly. I'm watching the trailer right now. It looks...
Okay.
That's
well,
the quality
let's
we're
actually,
oh, gosh. It looks so bad.
Maybe describe it to the people listening over the audio.
It's a season. It's just a season.
So they're Clone Wars in
it. We chunched up.
They're Clone Wars.
Season 2.
Clone Wars.
TV show.
Like, they're doing the same thing.
It's just bad. I just didn't honestly...
They're just bringing it back.
I honestly just didn't think they were still making them, to be honest. I kind of
is this like?
It.
Is this
didn't
like
they make
the
one with Elizabeth Banks?
That was
the villain.
Was that?
I swear to God.
Really?
No, there was a movie.
Oh, the movie? I know the
movie did come
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I think that one bombed. I think that one bombed so hard that
Brian
they just
Cranston
killed
was in it.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Heisenberg was in it.
It was really bad.
Jesus. I didn't know that. So is this like a Clone Wars style, like continuation, or is it just a reboot, like completely?
Do you follow the Power Rangers timeline?
I am very invested in the timeline.
Okay, so I haven't watched anything, and
all I know is that I've watched one season where the Red Ranger revealed it was a robot.
Really?
And that kind of
that's a twist. That's like an M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, because he never took off his mask, and then he was a robot.
He never took off his mask?
I don't know. I don't remember.
The robot part.
The original season was pretty good, but
I remember
really
watching when I was a kid. But
I felt like the whole show was
I never
a
really cared.
To sell toys.
Oh, Megamorphers. That's what I watched.
Megamorphers. What's the difference?
The one where they have like cars or something and they all like turn into a
so they're like Transformers.
Yeah.
It's like Power Rangers
Transformers. So it's like Transformers without Megan Fox. So just bad.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Come
right.
on. That's the only reason you watch that movie.
Has Michael Bay done anything big lately?
I think he directed the 13 Hours movie, Benghazi thing with John Krasinski. But that was a couple years ago.
Well, it had a lot of explosions, so
yeah. Maybe. I haven't heard anything. I mean,
I just remember that ERB, Epic Rap Battles of History, made so much fun of him. And
what has
they
he
made
done?
Like a
Transformers.
I think it's funny because
that's about it.
He's painted as a really like cocky guy. Like everyone on sets is like he's really serious all the time, and he's like takes his work, and you just see it. It's like okay, so
seriously,
what did I just watch? Yeah,
it would make him so much more sense if he was just like a
he's
frat
like,
boy.
Yeah,
like he just like walks into a set with like a beer in his hand.
He's
like,
kind of
like
that.
Hey, broskies.
But like he takes everything super seriously. Apparently, he's very like whatever I've written, you're gonna do that.
Oh,
has he seen his movies?
Exactly.
Come on.
He should.
Have you seen his Friday the 13th remake?
No.
You could probably make a brand out
Platinum
of it.
Dudes.
I'm check
if
Tomatoes,
he was a little
that
one
see
is
his highest rated film is.
Jeez, that one is funny to watch.
Yeah. I don't know what is.
The sex scene in that movie is really uncomfortable to watch.
In what movie?
Friday
just research purposes.
Okay, so you should watch it on mute.
Speaking of research purposes, actually.
But there's like a line in there. Oh, well, we'll get to research.
Okay.
But there's a line in there when, so they're like, she's, you know, they're doing the business, and the guy says, you have perfect nipple placement.
Oh, that's really weird.
Okay,
yeah.
He worked on A Quiet Place. That's his highest move, but no.
That
he didn't
did
direct
he, though?
It.
Like,
he didn't direct
what, it. He produce it? Like, minor credit?
Yeah, come on.
I didn't like A Quiet Place. I'm putting it out there. I thought it was a bad movie.
Quiet Place?
You haven't seen A Quiet Place? Really?
No. I thought it was bad.
I'm
not
going to
spoil anything, but I thought it was predictable.
That's the one where the girl wears like the blindfold?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Bird Box.
No, that's Bird Box.
Are you kidding?
That was another bad movie.
So many movies.
The only good part of Bird Box was when Sarah Paulson died.
Hit by a van.
She got hit by
a garbage truck.
I don't know the difference between
I rewatched that
celebrity
scene.
Death we're hoping for.
Yeah.
No. Okay. No.
Just joking, but not really.
Gosh.
So back to what we were saying before about
research
purposes.
Yeah.
What is the oldest video ever?
Okay, so I couldn't find the oldest video on the hub. I could find the newest, but they don't do like an oldest criteria. So I looked at the most popular.
Why would you want it? Most popular.
Most viewed.
Okay.
And it was
maybe censor if you need to.
Kim Kardashian sex tape with Ray J.
Amazing. Just
not really
content.
It's kind of.
Is it? I actually haven't seen it.
Okay, so, I mean, like, you should watch it just to say you've watched it. That's about it.
Is it like worth watching at all?
I mean,
it sounds like it would just be like old ass camera. Like
it is. He like filmed on like a camcorder. It's like part of
who,
its
who
POV.
It? Was it like a prominent like person? Or
no,
was it, just,
it was Ray J.
Oh,
the guy
shit.
She was right. Doing it with.
Kind of gamer, no?
Pretty gamer.
Kind of a gamer moment.
Yeah, it was.
Speaking of gamer moments, it's about time for your ad break, boys.
Already?
Really? Oh, yeah.
Ten minutes.
Really flying by.
Really wow. Just a little easier than I thought it'd be to get through this. Because two episodes in one session is not
an really
easy
task. Didn't
really
have it in us, but apparently we do.
Apparently so. We can do it. So 10 more minutes for you guys, and you're back in current times. But, yeah, see you after this ad. Hey, I hope you enjoyed that little ad break.
Yeah.
And just had a fun time listening to that ad.
Super fun.
Super epic
fun
time.
Ad time.
Fun ad fun time. Fun so fun time. While we were on that break, we came up with a little topic.
Little topic.
Something we remembered. Wyatt?
Yeah. So I've been fighting a long battle these past couple months.
Difficult battle.
Difficult.
It's been hard. Actually, past year.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, I run a channel called SpongeBob Clips.
So brave. So
oh,
brave.
Oh, God. A
and
hero.
If you don't know, SpongeBob is extremely, extremely copywritten all over YouTube. Nickelodeon is basically the only channel that has the rights to SpongeBob, obviously, because they
own SpongeBob.
So it's basically impossible to find any of it. Because I was like, oh, I want to hear the SpongeBob campfire song. I couldn't find the video anywhere. So I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'll be the first to upload it. So I uploaded it, immediately gets taken down.
Jeez.
So I've been having
just right
the
like
nerve,
that,
dude.
Yeah,
like that.
I thought the one that's up now is still up.
It's up, but it's not actually the video. It's just
it's
the lyrics.
Lyrics. Yeah.
Oh,
so
really?
If you want no, the no, highest no. quality, go to SpongeBob Clips.
SpongeBob Clips.
It's the only video of the campfire song. You can sing along and watch.
It has 8 views. Go watch it right now.
That's amazing.
Come on,
let's get it up to 10.
Yeah.
Come
on,
the boys,
10.
Man.
Come on,
do it for the boys.
Through the way. Finally,
for the boys.
How much is the? How many views is the most viewed campfire song?
About a little over a million.
Ah, okay. Well, it's an uphill battle.
You should report that one.
Report that one.
So then they all get a yours.
Hey, you gotta play dirty to win.
Cutthroat industry in SpongeBob Clips.
So, yeah, but either way, just recently, finally, after just leaving it up and just keep trying it, they finally let it pass.
That's amazing.
SpongeBob
so
brave.
So
the new
so brave.
Cocaine. You know,
it still
everyone
says
wants
it still
them.
Says they'll publish on August 15, 2018, because I think that was the original upload.
Oh, really?
And I just kept like trying to upload.
It's just a tough business making SpongeBob Clips on YouTube.
Yeah.
It's a big website and just not many SpongeBob Clips.
Speaking of the SpongeBob Clips, we were actually having some fun with the SpongeBob account at school.
we were trying to find clips of birds for a school project, so we were on the bird cams on YouTube.
Bird cams,
apparently
bird
a
cam.
Very big genre.
I was on the bird cam to look at the research, and was kind of on the bird cam for.
Wow, hey,
other reasons.
It do, it,
not gonna
it
deny
happens.
It.
Come on,
look, if a bird happens to find its way into the.
Anyways, the moderators on these live streams are not so used to
our kind of humor.
Apparently not. So pretty much whoever's having to watch that, we'll see a comment from SpongeBob Clips pop up. Suck my little turd, Duke.
Yeah. You're just trying to find clever ways around not using explicit words because immediately you can't upload it. So I was like, eat my chode. And it like didn't work. So I had to spell like
chode is restricted.
Jeez.
Like,
I spell like
really cracking
without
down.
A K.
C0CK.
Yeah. So
suck my juicy bulbous cock bird cam.
So yeah, that was
the internet just has no consequences.
Yeah.
You can just say what. Imagine like saying that someone.
I mean, this
really
podcast is kind of evidence of that.
It's true.
Let's be honest.
We get arrested for making fun of
come to our house.
Dead celebrities. Speaking of dead celebrities, nothing for this week.
Nothing happened this week.
Well, nothing in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, no two. Wait, hold on. Let me check the updates. We always want to be sure. We always want to get the latest.
Could we
updates
be lucky?
Are we
I
lucky
mean,
opening it
unlucky
up?
For the,
yeah,
unlucky. Yeah, unlucky for them. Yeah, one man's misfortunate.
Oh, no, unfortunately not. That's
damn,
a shame.
Unfortunately, no one has died.
we're awful.
Well, the most morbid segment on the internet.
Yeah.
Although scenes from the filming of the Batman reveal a new bat suit.
New bat suit.
Look at the bat suit.
Oh, it looks like
looks
a,
the same
a
as it always
one,
has.
A bat suit. Wow. It looks like a mix of Christian Bale in Dark Knight and like the Arkham games.
Yeah,
I really
I guess.
Don't like the Ben Affleck Batman suit. They made everything like too small.
He was smart to quit.
He quit. I thought they
he
just
quit.
Asked
yeah,
him.
No, he quit. He was only he was Batman in Batman vs Superman. He was in Suicide Squad for that
one
little scene
cameo.
Yeah.
Oh right.
And
yeah.
Was that it?
I think so. I don't. Justice League, did you say that already?
Oh, yeah, Justice League.
Have we talked about that's that a bad Birds of Prey movie before on here?
I think we mentioned it. I think we just said that the box office was
Well,
bad.
I know we've mentioned Margot Robbie more than once, so.
I really disliked Suicide Squad when
it was
came
bad.
Out. So some people really liked it for some reason.
Yeah. I think it was hype.
It was definitely just hype.
It was,
oh my God. Dude, Jared Leto is so weird in that movie.
Like, dude, I know, but also he you know, like, he looks really good for his age. He's almost 50.
Is he really?
He's in his late 40s.
Really?
No. So yeah, he's like another,
yeah.
No. He's another Paul Rudd?
I thought he was in his 30s.
No, I don't think
he
so.
He looks like he's in his 30s. I was almost thinking, like, geez, he looks kind of old for a 20-year-old.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, not 20-year-old, but like late 20s.
How old is he?
48.
What?
This guy's 48.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Good
he's,
for him.
He's aging pretty
well. He
looks
really, really
Paul
good
Rudd
for 48.
Never
Paul
ages.
Rudd's 50. He looks good.
He does not. Right. I don't think he knows how to age.
No.
No.
I think he might want to, even. He just can't.
It's like, he's like a curse. Grandpa. He's like running around with the kids. I just want to be at home. I want to relax. I don't want to have to play with all the kids all the time.
Dies at age 120. Well, I thought he was 30.
He looks like 30 still.
They just keep putting him in movies until he's like 150 years old. He's just like.
That's probably why he doesn't age, because he's in so many movies.
Apparently, I don't know if this is true or not, but apparently the first person to live to 200 has already been born.
I've heard that too. I mean, I don't doubt it.
The first person to live to 200 has already been born, like, statistically. Like people keep getting older and older the more generationally.
Okay, so eventually we'll just get up there.
Yeah, so like someone right now will live to 200 who's alive right
now.
Yeah,
but
it's weird to think about.
Living that long would be weird.
Yeah.
Like, do you hear about that? There was a scientist guy. He was like 104, and he's like, "Nope, I'm done." And then he went to like Switzerland or something and got euthanized.
Oh, really?
There's a funny. There's an old lady who's saying she's like 115. She says the secret to living a long life is wanting to die. I'm not even kidding. Really? Which is very funny to think about.
So we all have that down.
Yeah.
And we'll be doing this
pretty
for
much our entire generation.
Years.
Just that's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was funny because that means, like, yeah, I guess you're right. It makes sense.
What is up with this generation and just self-hatred?
Yeah, everyone's
kind of. It's kind of the doomer generation.
It's like not even like unique anymore. Oh, look at me. I hate myself. Join the club.
Being
come on.
Quirky. Yeah. It used to be like, oh, look at me, quirky.
Angsty teen.
Angsty. But now it's like, oh, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Good for you.
So, what else is new? What? No, I mean, like, in that. Who cares? We were talking about Paul Rudd for a second.
We have nothing great podcast here.
I mean, we've been recording now for 40 minutes. We took like a 20-minute break between sessions to try to think of more stuff.
And we just
it's just been the slowest week for everything. But next week, super loaded.
If anything happens,
nothing happens for 2 weeks. The news is just trying to spite
hopefully
us.
Hopefully when we're in New York, something will happen.
Hopefully when we're in New York, something
hopefully
will.
Hopefully not another 9/11, though. Especially when we're there. God,
just saying, it. We don't want that. We don't want
we do
that.
Not
we
want,
do not
We do not condone even this. Celebrity deaths. We just like
no,
to make jokes
it's
about
it's just a joke. Dying. Please don't.
Please. This is the clip that we're going to use if we ever get in trouble for making
this is what our lawyers deaths. Will use.
This is what they will use. We do not like when people die. We just like to make fun of when people die.
Here, let's make a little honor code right here. If one of us dies, we'll make fun of them the next day.
I agree.
Definitely, just right away. Just
right
no
away.
Time.
As like, soon as that happens.
Yeah, so he's actually right here. Just hanging from the ceiling. He's
look at that noose, little
puss boy.
You just
gotta take the easy way out. Well, we all couldn't do that.
Yeah, not some people have responsibilities.
Not all of us can afford a rope. Just clog him names.
Just making fun of him. He's hanging in the background. What an idiot, Ryan!
Oh, look at that pinata.
I would have trouble doing that. Break the rope.
Probably break the ceiling.
Ceiling just falls.
House collapses.
He's like, gosh damn it! Not again. Round two.
Oh boy. Well, it actually now is that time.
Who here likes big booty Puerto Rican goddesses?
I mean, we're all raising our hands. You just can't see it. All
right, come on.
Well, raising a little bit more than that. Okay.
All right.
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Remember, if you want to join in some goofy moments on our Discord, Monkey House, we haven't really done anything with it in this episode because there's nothing new since it's 20 minutes before the last episode for us, at least. Discord.org, the Monkey House. Mm-hmm. Join up. Constantly bumping on Discord. You'll find it easily. Always welcoming people with a warm smile and a big hug.
Big juicy kiss.
Don't cross us. You'll get more than that.
You're really just going to get your money's worth if you mess with us. right. So yeah, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Hope
see
you
next. See you in two. Oh shoot, it's a long time. Two Not weeks. For you guys. See you next week.
See you next week. It'll be a week.
Peace. Yeah.